ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237 FJ, 95.3 Thief River Falls, and W300 BP, 1079 Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station. This is a special sports presentation on the Beaver Radio Network. It's time to huddle. The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Posse's Smoke and Barbecue.
Back down, bottom of the left circle for Eric Martin. He'll circle back up, feeds it now for Loaf. Shoots and scores! Loaf with the shot. Leighton Rowe may have gotten a piece of it, and the Beavers win it in the 3-on-3.
The Tom Ceratori Show with Brian Schultz and Kelly Schultz.
Back for Weissman. Up top it goes to Corcoran. To the top of the right circle. Tipped out in front. The Beavers score. Bemidji State's Jackson Judding. Ottertail power play goal. Beavers up by 2.
Stop by for cold beer and the best barbecue in town. And we might just pick up your tab. Your home for the Beavers for 23 years. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1. The River.
Good evening and welcome to Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue for the Tom Ceratori Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Schultz and Kell with you tonight. There's still some daylight out. I love it.
It was great driving in here from work. The sun was setting. It was absolutely gorgeous outside. Yeah. So,
Busy day in the sports world. Tom Brady retires. Sean Payton gets a new job. National Girls and Women in Sports Day. National Signing Day for football teams.
And today's the first day of Black History Month, so there you have it.
Tons
it was a busy,
on.
Busy day.
It is the Tom Ceratori Show. Head coach Tom Ceratori with us tonight off of a trip to Lake Superior State. Tom, let's just say that losing on top of the bus breaking down on the way home, not cool.
No, it was it was a weird weekend, but I'll say this. It was a tough loss on Saturday, but it was a tougher loss for them on Friday. And that's how I look at it. It's just it's sometimes, again, it's a weird sport.
Well, you guys had a battle from behind there on Friday. I was keeping track of the score, and I saw it was 2-0, and I went, oh, no, come on, Beavs. Where was the turning point of that game?
Well, I'm just trying with 2 power play goals, special teams, obviously. You know, we weren't very good. I mean, we've had 3 or 4 games over the years in Lake Superior, Ferris, like that, where, I mean, it was bad hockey on Friday, and but we found a way to win, and I just think that's a testament of a good group. But you know, you played bad and you won, and we found a way to win, and and Lundy makes a play with 12 seconds to go, but we get 2 power play goals and. It was an ugly game. There was not a lot going on, but we found a way, and that's probably the best way of putting it. But on Saturday, we played outstanding and lose. So what do you do?
Welcome to the sport of hockey.
Yeah, for sure. You know, even our bus driver Bill says it all. You know, he goes, "This sport makes no sense to me," because he goes, "It's all it doesn't matter who plays, but they're always tight games." I go, "That's why it's the best sport out there." You know,
also the most mind-boggling and the most frustrating at times when you can play well and you lose, but. You know, on Saturday, it seemed like you were in control of that game, but not fully in control. It just had the feel of teetering on the edge.
You got to get to 3, Schultzy. We talk about it. You just got to get to 3. You have to get to 3. You get to 3, it's a totally different world. And we never got to 3.
The bus breaking down. It's just the icing on the cake. Let's just say that at 15 below in the middle of the UP is not a good place for a bus to break down. Thankfully, it happened in a town that actually had a hotel that had rooms available.
We were
that
lucky.
Could have been bad.
We were lucky. We were very lucky. For the listeners out there, we were in Ashland, Wisconsin, and I don't know if, and again, I don't know. I'm no mechanic. Something with the alternator, but I don't know what it was. And that was at 2:00 a.m. And luckily, the America Inn. I'm giving a plug for the America Inn in Ashland. had about 30 rooms, and I can't believe they didn't have snowmobilers and cross-country skiers and all that. I can't believe it wasn't full because a couple other hotels were. So anyway, we dodged a bullet there, and we got rooms for like 6-7 hours.
Talk about having to face adversity. Tom, in all of your years of coaching, have you ever had an experience like that where, A, you had to find rooms for an entire hockey team, B, then you guys had to switch buses in the morning and repack a new bus, and then find food that morning for that many people?
We've had some interesting trips, and you know, your husband can attest to that, too, because he's been on them with me.
I blanked out most of them.
The one from Grand Rapids, remember, what was that? Was that the Clutch?
Yes.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, leaving Ferris. We had that issue, and that was weird. We had to pull over. I can't remember, Schultz, how long that was.
We were there for a couple hours, yeah.
Yeah, a couple hours we had that issue. And then we had the snowstorm, and that was probably 3 years ago, coming back from Lake State, where we barely got into Ironwood. And luckily they had rooms, but we should have probably went. We probably should have stayed in Marquette that night. So I'm just reflecting back, and I know there's been a couple ones that have been interesting. I'll never forget the St. Cloud trip. This was early 2000s, and it wasn't like a bad trip, you know. It was October, but we hit four deer on the way back, and when we got to from Motley to Bemidji, we hit like four deer. And I remember going to the bus driver, I said, like, how's the grill? He goes, grill's all right, Tom, there's just a lot of hair and blood, that's all, you know. But that's, again, remember the early 2000s, we had those mild winters, and it was like there was this deer kills everywhere. And I'll never forget that one too. That was an interesting bus experience. Again, we got here, but boy, there were some deer that obviously wish they weren't on the road that night, you know. And that stands out too.
Yeah. Leighton Road, for the second straight week, was named the CCHA Rookie of the Week. He was also named then the CCHA's Rookie of the Month. His consistency has been impressive the second half of the season, because a lot of times a freshman can get shot out like a cannon at the beginning of the year, but it's hard to sustain it over the course of a long season. He's been able to do it. Is that more taxing physically or mentally?
Oh, I don't know. Leighton's such a, he's so mentally tough. So it is hard, but he's in the groove. He's in a good rhythm right now, and he's in a good place.
Did you know he was going to be that great of a?
Well, I mean,
asset.
You don't know. I mean, we knew he was a heck of a player. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we knew he was going to play a lot. Before the season, we had him inserted in a lot of the different roles. So yeah, we knew exactly how good he was. But you don't know again how many points you're going to get. I mean, he's over 20 now, I think. What is he, Schultz? 20 or 21 points? Something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
19 or 20, yeah.
He's got 20 for sure. So, I mean, he could easily be the freshman of the year in our league.
Do you feel a little more confident going into this weekend of what your offense will look like? I mean, you lose Adam Plumang at Bowling Green. You lose Eric Martin the Saturday of Northern Michigan. That's two important cogs of your offense and really stability in your offense. Do you feel better this week than you did last?
Well, it just helps having Flammer back, because Flammer brings more to the table than, I mean, Flammer brings a physical dynamic that we just don't have. And he's hard to play against. He's a handful to play against, and it's nice to have him back, because he opens up a lot of ice for his line mates. So, no, it's nice having guys back. But everybody has injuries, Schultz. So that's why I don't like to talk injuries, because everybody goes through it. And you sound like a whiner when you have injuries. And well, you do, though. It's just like I get frustrated with coaches who talk about injuries. I just think, don't talk about it, because nobody really cares. Mm-hmm. Even our own fans, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We have 10 people out. They want us to win, you know, and I want to win. So I don't like talking injuries and things like that, because it just comes off. It just doesn't come off right in my book.
Well, and not only that, but you got guys that are waiting, you know, waiting to get out there and play. So when another player gets injured, they're just itching at the bit, trying to get out there, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, it obviously hurts when you have your best players out. I mean, it just is what it is. But again, everybody has injuries. That's all I'm getting at. Everybody. We could go right down. Hey, Morton's out the year for Mankato, for example. I mean, and it's been a while. So everybody has concerns with injuries, and just sometimes maybe some teams get hit a little more than others. And but you gotta play through that adversity, and you gotta move on.
The Beavers again split last weekend at Lake Superior State. Will host Michigan Tech this weekend. It's a busy weekend. It's alumni weekend. Also, a Make-A-Wish weekend on Saturday. The Moran family is here. Isla Moran is kind of the princess of Make-A-Wish this weekend. I anointed her of that earlier today when I was trying to come up with how to explain it. She and the family are here. We'll talk about all of that coming up. When we return, though, we're going to talk about the Beavers in the community and the community in the Beavers, how that is a two-way street and how it absolutely has to be a two-way street. That's when we come back. It's the Tom Ceratori Show here from Fozzie's Smokin' Barbecue on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smokin' Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1, The River.
Hi, Dan the GM man. Don't just drive by, stop by. Come check out the new look of the 2023 Chevy and GMC trucks, along with many other Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inventory levels are increasing, and 2023 is looking like a great year. So don't just drive by, stop by. Dominger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Dominger GM of Bemidji.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order, pickup, or delivery on the app.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 218-444-0202 to get started. That's 218-444-0202. That's Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent Financial. 218-444-0202.
That to-do list you have needs just one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch just about anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction already this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. 2023 Coors Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? One where everything seems to work just the opposite of the way you'd expect? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar defies all the odds of the normal physics of flavor. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all dew.
At Stitsworth Meats in Bemidji, customers mean everything. So the goal is to always provide you the highest quality meats and fast, friendly service. Whether it's the many grocery stores, restaurants, and bars and grills that rely on Stitsworth for the freshest meat cuts and tastiest USDA smokehouse products, or the customers who walk in the door looking for the main course for their next meal, Stitsworth's provides the selection and service people are craving. Shop the store next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji. Stitsworth Meats. Meat locally.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smokin' Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1, The River.
I'm so... Good evening and welcome back to the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smokin' Barbecue. Beaver hockey, both men and women, at home this weekend. Women will host St. Thomas. The men will host Michigan Tech. This weekend is alumni weekend for the men's hockey program and also Make-A-Wish night on Saturday. So Tom, got me thinking. You know, there's a handful of former Beavers that liked it so darn much in Bemidji they stayed. Eric Monzrud stayed.
Jake Bloom.
Jake Bloom stayed.
Matt Orlando Carlson. Alamano, Orlando Matt Barnsey. Carlson.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
You know, we got Ben Kenny now. Yep. We got Neil Holmstrom. I mean, you know, obviously some of the older guard right there. We got Lee Hansen. I'm missing guys. That's why I hate reading them off, because you're going to miss people too.
Yep. But that impresses me that there is a love of this town outside of just the ability to play hockey while in college. And that doesn't happen everywhere. I mean, yes, I'm sure there are players that stay in Duluth or stay in Grand Forks or stay in St. Cloud or whatever, but in a small town, it to me means a little bit more.
Totally agree.
How important is that two-way street of Beaver Athletics and the community supporting Beaver Athletics?
Well, you need everybody. I mean, like, we need the community. The community needs the university. I mean, we're all partners. That's how I look at it. In a small town, you need each other, and you got to work together. You need each other, and you flourish together. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, you know, the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis is just something different. You know, but you know, Bemidji State and Bemidji, or St. Cloud and St. Cloud State, Mankato and, you know, Minnesota State, Mankato. You know, these were. You know, we're a big part of the community. We have to be part of the community, and you know, we live together, we grow together, and we do things together, and we are together, and that's the way it has to be. And it's a great partnership, like I mentioned earlier. But I think more importantly, that's why people want to live here and stay here. I'm talking like a lot of the former athletes. There's a lot of former athletes, not necessarily just hockey players or students. You got to remember, like, when you play hockey, I'll use hockey as the example because that's the one thing that's what I do. So when you're playing hockey, and even going to school, I guess it's everything. Your best memories, your fondest memories, are when you're going to college and when you're playing college hockey, because once you hit the real world, it's the real world. There's a lot of other, you know, there's a million other things on your mind. So I think when you reflect back on your favorable years, which you're in college, people would say, gosh, I'd love to go back to Bemidji, because that's every memory they have is unbelievable memories. And I think these guys that can stay here, and if it works out, that's outstanding. And I know a lot of guys would give their right arm to come back here and live. And but they, you know, they got jobs elsewhere and they're doing well, and you know, it could be there's other reasons too, but they'd love to come back here and live.
Well, and not only the players, but you, Tom, as a coach, you've been here for quite a long time. Travis Winter, also a former player. On the women's side, you got Jim Scanlon and Emma Tarasobiak. So a lot of the, you know, the people that have played here, continue here and work here, and then they end up coming back here, like you and Travis and Jim and Emma, and it's pretty cool to see, because that says a lot about Bemidji and just as a town.
Exactly, Kelly, and I think the biggest thing is, like, we know exactly what Bemidji's about. You know, we're part of it. I'm from a small town. Travis is from 2.5 hours from here. You know, Jimmy obviously, you know, went to school here. He's from the city, but he went to school here, and then, you know, him and Cindy obviously, you know, moved to Grand Forks, you know, so obviously, again, they reflect back too on some of their fondest memories were here in Bemidji. They met each other. I mean, Scanny meets his spouse here. So there's just a lot of, there's so many moving parts to this stuff, and it's kind of cool. It's just kind of cool.
All Bemidji State athletes and teams get involved with area schools and meeting kids and getting out into the public and doing stuff, and I would venture a guess that some 18, 19-year-olds are rolling their eyes at that. I'm like, really? I got to go to an elementary school? Until they do it the first time. How cool is it over the years to see the appreciation for what they mean as a role model to these little kids?
Well, I think it means a lot, and I don't think they do roll their eyes, Schultze. I think they understand that. I'm talking about our hockey players. I hope they don't think that way, and I don't think they do. They understand that. They're very fortunate being Division I hockey players and playing, you know, major college hockey. So I think they understand that this is still part of the job description, and it's part of the job description. But the impact that they can have on people and young people, and you know, it's just all part of it. And they got to do that in high school. You got to do that in junior hockey. Like they've never been exempt from that stuff. It's always, you play junior hockey, you're doing a lot more in your community than you are here in Bemidji or playing in a university. You're really part of a community in junior hockey. So I think these guys, I think they embrace it. I do. I think they embrace it. And now, if you're doing something weekly, that's one thing. You know, it's, but I think these guys embrace it, and they understand the big picture and why they need to do it.
Well, I know the football team does the Shrine game. They do the Lions game. You guys are doing the Make-A-Wish game on Saturday. How did that all evolve and happen?
That was pretty much all Britt. So, I mean, that was all Britt. So, you know what? And, you know, and our SAC committee and, you know, the players on the SAC committee. And so in Britt, that's, they all came together right there.
Eric Martin is heavily involved with SAC, and he just had surgery a week ago, so I wasn't going to ask him to come here today. But Rumor Flatness, the president of SAC, came on the morning show this morning talking about it. And one of her friends knows some people at school with Isla, and all of a sudden, back in August, it just kind of happened. Where here's an idea. And for your players to be given back to... and. I don't even know where I came up with this line on Saturday. We just got beat, 10 seconds left in the game, and I was promoting the show tonight, and I'm like, Isla's going to be here, and here's a 9-year-old girl who's already had 4 heart surgeries. I said, losing tonight stinks, but after the end of the day, that is just a hockey game. If you're able to get back to stuff that truly matters, like 9-year-old girls with heart conditions... That's a no-brainer. Yes,
for sure.
Up, right?
No, for sure, Schultz. And sometimes, again, we think the world's going to come to an end when we lose a game. And at the end of the day, I said this on Monday even, just that, you know, you got to move on. And, you know, and I said, I have the same talk once a year, but you got to move on and you got to have a short memory. And, you know, you just can't, it's demoralizing and it's a waste of time. And, no, the show goes on. So now we got to flush it. We got to try to get better. And, it is what it is, a hockey team. And I just said, hey, there's a lot of, this is small potatoes. And I said, obviously, in the grand scheme of things, this is small potatoes, losing a hockey game. But sometimes we think it's the end of the world is all I'm getting at. And it's sure not. But we live in the moment. And that's in sports is a big part of the fabric of our world. And I'm a coach and they're players. So our world sometimes gets a little small is what I'm getting at. And same with you. You're our radio commentator. So our world gets small sometimes. So we look at this as the only thing that's going on right now, and it's just actually there's a lot of things going on.
Well, I think taking a look back on what happened this past NFL season with the Buffalo Bills and DeMar Hamlin, I think we realized that sports is bigger than just a game. It's about the human factor and the people that are playing or the people that are watching these games, and that's what Saturday is all about. It's not just a hockey game, but it's a chance to do something for a family here in our community.
Well, big time. You do something, for people, for family, for people. In sports, there's no better sounding board. There's no better platform than sports because people follow sports. And if you want to have awareness in anything, again, here's the coach in me, but if you want awareness, sports creates awareness. And it gets the word out, whatever the word is, whatever the awareness is, it gets it out quick and it gets it out to mass numbers. And that's how we obviously, take care of business, with people, and we use sports as that platform, and there's no better platform.
Growing up in Coleraine, who are your role models?
Well, just the high school team at that point. When I was a young kid, it was a lot of the high school players, and that's because again, that's your world. Your world is your community, is what I'm getting at.
And the follow up to that is then when you were on the team, did you embrace that role as a role model?
Well, for sure you do. I mean, you're actually proud of yourself. You're proud that you're a role model. You're proud that people are watching. You're proud that people are saying good game to you. I mean, all that stuff. I mean, that goes a long ways. I think sometimes you realize, I tell our guys all the time, again, they're lucky. They're fortunate. Where they're playing. There's a lot of guys that would, give their right arm to be who they are and to play at this level. So, to whom much is given, much is expected. That's in our locker room. And, I mean that goes hand in hand.
How much time do your guys spend in schools or out in the community doing stuff?
It all depends. Some years more than others, not as much. Since COVID, it's really been it's quieted down. We used to obviously be reading in the elementary schools all the time, but it's interesting. We had a teacher email us the other day, Travis and I, and she wants us to come read to her class, our players, and we said, great, we'll get going on that. So that was kind of cool.
Dang COVID.
Yeah.
Just won't go away.
Yeah, and I'm not just things have slowed down quite a bit is what I'm getting at from that standpoint. So.
I know when Zach Whitecloud was here, he made it a point of visiting the three tribes around Bemidji. And I mean, that's a natural for him. Do you have guys come to you and say, hey, Tom, I'm interested in this? Is there any way that I can get involved with this here? I mean, do you guys facilitate that stuff?
Sometimes, but it's amazing how these guys facilitate things on their own or you know what, away from the hockey rink is what I'm getting at. Like, it's amazing. There's a lot of guys doing things that I don't even know. And they just they do that on their own. And there's a lot of people that reach out to them without reaching out to me, for example. So there's a lot going on that I don't even know in a good way.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Great stuff going on this weekend. Again, the Make-A-Wish Day on Saturday. All of the proceeds of Chuck-A-Puck are going to Make-A-Wish. And I believe Isla is doing the puck drop for both the women's and the men's game.
Very cool.
She's got a big smile on her face
right
now.
Yeah, she does. So cheer her on loudly when you're there.
Absolutely.
We'll preview the weekend with Michigan Tech with a coach when we come back. It's the Tom Ceratori Show here from Fozzie's right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1, The River.
A six-pack in the fridge isn't enough when you've got a whole squad coming over after the game. Do your game prep at First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest or Lakeview Liquor on Lake Bemidji's South Shore. And stock up with coolers and coolers full of all your team favorites from Bemidji's largest off-sale selection of beer, wine, and liquor. Get heads-up coaching wherever you are. Text CHEERS to 218-444-1037. And great deals are just a text away. From Lakeview Liquor on the South Shore Lakeside and First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest.
The GigaZone Gaming Championship returns to the Sanford Center Saturday, April 22nd. And new this year is the GigaZone Texpo with special guest Steve Wozniak. Woz, the co-founder of Apple. The GigaZone Texpo will showcase local businesses and schools that are creatively leveraging technology. If this sounds like your school or business, sign up to be an exhibitor. There's no cost, but space is limited. Go to GigaZoneTexpo.com. It's the GigaZone Gaming Championship and Texpo. Saturday, April 22nd at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. A Paul Bunyan Communications event.
When you buy some of the best-selling equipment in America, the relationship doesn't just end at the showroom floor. You become part of something bigger, a dedicated parts and service team that'll keep you productive from day one. Equipment backed by our standard warranty and the Orange Protection Program for extended peace of mind. And a Kubota family that has your back every step of the way. Ask about how we can keep your Kubota running like a Kubota. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji. Do your best work.
Before or after this week's BSU Beavers game, get your fill of pizza, pasta, beer, and wings at the Green Mill Restaurant in Bemidji. Or if you'd rather order takeout or delivery, take advantage of the Green Mill's awesome takeout and delivery specials, such as Friday and Saturday's family meal deal, or Sunday's large one-topping deep dish pizza for $14.99. Look for menu details online at greenmill.com and call 218-444-1875 to order your very own Green Mill delivery of the game. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings will see you at the mill.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? One where everything seems to work just the opposite of the way you'd expect? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar defies all the odds of the normal physics of flavor. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, the Beaver basketball teams travel to Minot State and the University of Mary.
Pass ahead to Pogacnik all the way to the basket. She puts it up and in. Nice catch and pass. Sam Pogacnik in the double figures with 10.
The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time. Info at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Coverage begins Friday at 5, Saturday at 3. Listen in on Talk Radio 106.3.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1, The River.
Welcome back to Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. It's the Tom Ceratori Show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Beaver men's hockey team is at home this weekend hosting Michigan Tech. Women's hockey team is at home this weekend. They host St. Thomas. So a hockey doubleheader for you both Friday and Saturday at the Sanford Center. The basketball teams are on the road this weekend. Tom, it's been a long, long time since we saw the Michigan Tech Huskies. So long ago, it was 70-some degrees in Houghton that weekend. It was the only time I've ever been to Houghton, and I saw the ground without seeing snow. Since then, they've had a pretty darn consistent season, haven't they?
They've done a great job. Their coaching staff's done an outstanding job. I mean, right now, there's no question. Joe and his staff would be the coaches, the staff of the year in the CCHA. They've done a great job. Their players have obviously done a great job, and so has Joe and like I said, and his staff. I mean, both Bemidji State and Michigan Tech, we lost the most of any teams in the league. We both lost a ton of offense. I mean, we lost 70% of our offense, and they might have lost just as much, if not more. So what they've accomplished so far is it's amazing. And it's, again, they're feeling it. They're in the zone. They're in a great rhythm. And you know what? I'm happy for Joe and that group, and it's good to see.
They swept Northern last weekend. That's their biggest rival. It's hard to get a sweep in that series with those two schools. So when I saw 3-1, 4-1, I'm like, whoa. that was eye-opening to me. Was it to you?
Yeah, probably a little bit, because you think the rivalry will take over. I just think split ahead of time, Schulze. You know, I mean, I just, in my mind, but the way they're playing right now, hey, Tech had a lot of success over Northern in the last 4 years. Oh, a ton of it. They're so good defensively, Michigan Tech. They got, again, Pietla's a heck of a goaltender, and they're just so good defensively, and they don't give up a lot.
You look back to last year in the CCHA semifinals, and boy, you guys were rolling at that particular point in time. They're rolling this particular point in time. When you get to this point in the season, how much does getting on a roll matter?
Well, it's nice because just a roll just brings a breath of fresh air to your locker room, to practices, to everything. And they're in a good place, those players and that coaching staff. And they've, you know, and no matter what the coaching staff is selling, they're buying. The players are buying it, and it's just a good two-way street.
Statistically speaking, I don't know if their record equals where their statistics are in some categories. But yet, finding a way to get it done means something.
Big time. Hey, we look today. When we won the McNaughton Cup, we averaged 2.39 goals a four. That's all. That's not a lot.
Nope.
That's not a lot. That's actually really offensively challenged. And we really weren't that offensively challenged. I couldn't believe it, but I knew. Bisp was 1.72. And it's very similar. They got more offense going than what we had at that particular time. I think they're right around 2.8. We could go online, but you got to be good defensively. You got to have good goaltending, and you have to have good kids, and they got it all because they're just putting it together, and they're doing that means they're doing a lot of little things well. They're doing so many little things well, things that obviously, again, that, you know, like I said, you're looking at the stats and they don't add up, but then there's the stats within the stats that nobody knows about that we put value in, and I guarantee. The stats that they put value in, that coaching staff puts value in, they're doing darn well in those statistical areas.
If you listen to Joe talk in years past, he's blunt. I'll just put it that way. He says what's on his mind. But he made it very clear that there were some locker room issues. They certainly seem to have figured those things out, and that's not always easy to do in a short period of time, is it?
Yeah, it all depends on what. I don't know that. You obviously must have heard him say that, but like I never knew that. But if that's the case, yeah, and they got good leadership then.
And again, if you got it rolling, you got it going, and this is certainly a good time of the year to be doing that. Be remiss, and they're playing well. Minnesota State's won 8 straight. Top part of this league is doing pretty darn good right now, aren't they?
Well, they are, and they're fun. They found themselves too. I mean, that's a good hockey team, and they were just probably right before Christmas for 3-4 weeks right there. They were, you know, they were just, you know what, they were kind of up and down a little bit. They were a little inconsistent in their game, and they've got a heck of a, you know, they've got a heck of a team. They've got some great players. They've got a lot of great puzzle pieces. They've got outstanding coaches. They know how to win, and you know, they figured that out, and it does not surprise me.
But you look at the standings, and yet with 4 weekends to go in the regular season, still virtually anything is possible.
Well, those three teams that are up there, you know, there's going to be interesting right there.
It's going to be an interesting last month of this regular season.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
I haven't looked at matchups for the end of the season, but I know Tech has the Beavers this weekend, and they've got Minnesota State, I believe, the last weekend of the year. You've got Tech and Minnesota State.
Matchups.
Bowling Green has played so darn many league games already. Mm-hmm. I think they played 20. Who they've got left.
They end with Northern, I think. I think they got Lake State, Northern, and Ferris, I think.
Bowling plays Ferris this weekend.
But I think they got. I think they end it with Northern.
Weekend they play Tech.
Oh, Bowling Green's got Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Let's see. The following weekend, they're off.
I think they end it with Ferris, don't they? No, Ferris ends with Lake State, so they end with Northern.
Yeah, they've got a bye week.
They end with Northern, don't they?
They play Northern then the following weekend, the 24th.
Hmm. Do you know what's crazy? I mean, the one thing is, like, when you have an 8-team league, we all have the same schedule. I mean, pretty much is what I'm getting at. When you have, I mean, when you, you know, so you have a 10 or 12 team league, it's totally predicated on who you're playing. But an 8-team league, it is what it is.
But, like, Bowling Green and Minnesota State, I think, were done. They were before Christmas. Yeah, they were done before Christmas. I'm like,
was it before Christmas or was it right maybe?
Before Christmas.
Like, okay, I thought that they might have played right yet. After January, but whatever. They did.
They haven't even played them yet. They're done with the Mavericks.
You know what it is? It was odd. It was odd.
Going to be a wild ride. You certainly love all the fan support we can get at the Sanford Center this weekend. Again, alumni night on Friday. Make-A-Wish night on Saturday. Then the Beavs head to Ferris. Then the Mavericks come to town. I'm assuming that'll be senior weekend.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, for both teams, actually, that's senior weekend.
There's two doubleheaders yet?
Yeah.
This week and 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Going to be interesting. Tom, looking forward to seeing you at the rink this weekend.
All right, thanks, Schultz. Thanks, Cal.
Yeah,
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. It's the Tom Ceratori Show here from Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. We take a break. We talk and we focus in on the Make-A-Wish portion of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. The food here is delicious, by the way. I had my usual mac and cheese egg rolls, the jalapenos and the bacon. Oh, ho, ho.
That's a good combination.
They are so good.
Tom went with brisket and beans. I went with the brisket Philly.
Oh, that looks amazing.
That is good. Pepper jack.
Gouda on that. Mmm, that would be really good. Jody says Gouda.
I want spice.
Whatever is on it, it looks amazing. And that looks like a two-meal
delicious. That is a big sandwich, yes. It's the Tom Ceratori Show from Fozzie's right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1, The River.
Hi, Dan the GM man. Don't just drive by, stop by. Come check out the new look of the 2023 Chevy and GMC trucks, along with many other Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inventory levels are increasing and 2023 is looking like a great year. So don't just drive by, stop by. Donlinger Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
It's the final days of the winter clearance sale at St. Michael Furniture. Hi, this is Rob St. Michael inviting you to save up to 50% on hundreds of items at all five St. Michael Furniture locations. We have over 100 comfy bark lounger recliners, all at half off. Great deals on bedroom, dining room, living room groups, all up to half off. There's free delivery and 12-month no-interest financing. See store for details. These once-a-year savings end soon, so hurry. St. Michael Furniture, Rugby, Botno, Devil's Lake, Bemidji, and now open in East Grand Forks.
Bemidji Sports Center is your Northland's hot spot to check out the full line of Alumalite fish houses. We have many Alumalite fish houses left in stock and ready to hit the ice. These houses start out at only $39.99 for a spear and fish house combo. In addition, the entry-level house weighs in at under 400 pounds. Now, through March 31st, receive huge savings on all remaining fish houses in stock. Good luck to everybody hitting the hard water this season. Your current inventory is going to be listed at BemidjiSportsCenter.com.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Wine glasses never fall over until you get a brand new rug.
Oh, no!
Ketchup bottles act normal till you're wearing a new shirt.
Ugh, you kidding me?
And rocks lie peacefully on the road till the day you get a brand new windshield. Then they fly up off the road and attack without mercy. That's why new windshields from Glass Doctor come with our windshield protection plan. Unlimited repairs and one replacement for 12 months. Don't just fix it, protect it. Glass Doctor, a neighborly company.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, men's hockey takes on Michigan Tech at the Sanford Center. The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time.
Picked off by Jackson Jutting. Onto the stick now of Blumen. Blumen stick handle shoots. Scores! 16.8 seconds left, and Alexander Lundman gives the Beavers a lead.
Coverage begins Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. Listen in on 92.1 The River.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Posse's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to Fozzie's Smoking Barbecue. It's the Tom Ceratori Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Both Beaver hockey teams at home this weekend. Both will be taking part in Make-A-Wish Day on Saturday. The Moran family is with us. Isla, I have crowned you the princess of the Make-A-Wish Day on Saturday. I'm like, I don't know what title to give her, so I'm just going to call her a princess.
she likes that. Obviously, she's smiling.
Does that work for you? You like that?
You got to say yes. Yes? She's just nodding her head.
Yes.
It's all right. She did a newspaper article, and she didn't have to necessarily speak. But Isla, your story is hard for me to talk about. I'm not going to lie to you. The family is here as well. Bob, I've known you for years through officiating. You were a Beaver baseball player.
Yep.
You're another one who, like we were talking with Tom, a former Beaver that stuck around and stayed here. Why was the Bemidji community so enticing to you to stick around once you were done?
He found me.
This is true. I found my wife. So
there you go.
That works.
Love will do that.
But the community is great. I mean, it's beautiful here. Sorry, I forgot. Hold it closer to my mouth. But yeah, I mean, I love it here. I mean, I'm not that far from hometown. I'm from Red Lake Falls originally, so my parents are only 75 miles away. So she graduated from here. So yeah, we got a lot of family and friends here. So
oh yeah.
Feels like home, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Home.
when you guys found out that Zach wanted to get involved with Make-A-Wish and make this event happen on Saturday, what was that like?
We're super excited. We did Make-A-Wish in 2019 with Isla, so us being able to do fundraisers for Make-A-Wish for other kids is really kind of big for us. We've done a couple in the past. They do Walk for Wishes in the summer. We did that this past summer, so when the opportunity came, we jumped at it.
How much did Make-A-Wish help you guys through all of what Isla has gone through?
A whole bunch.
A whole bunch. It was amazing. We had a week in Florida. Although, Isla, what were your two wishes?
They either go to Disney or go to Africa.
Disney or Africa?
Disney or Africa?
I don't know why I chose Africa, but I was really young, so I did not think about the snakes.
You just wanted to see all those big animals, didn't you?
Yeah.
The lions and the tigers and the giraffes.
Lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh. Yeah.
The lions, tigers, and bears, and what?
Yeah. So we got to do it right before everything started shutting down for COVID. A week in Florida, we got to go to Disney World. We can never go back to Disney World because we got the treatment of a lifetime.
It would never be the same.
Never. Never.
You'd be stuck in lines.
Yes.
The next
yes.
time.
Absolutely. And like the character visits right to the front of the line. So
okay, I got to ask Isla, who was your favorite Disney princess that you got to meet?
Ariel.
Oh, the Little Mermaid. One of my favorites. I love that.
No.
Your sister doesn't want to talk to us on the radio, Isla.
No, she doesn't.
But she talks a lot at home, I bet.
Yes. Hey!
For those that don't know, there was an article in the Pioneer that laid out Isla's first 9 years on this planet, and it has not been pleasant. 2 days old, is that correct? First
yes.
surgery?
Yes. Yep.
At what point were you first alerted that there was an issue?
I was 35 weeks pregnant. And they were like, okay, her heart's not developing correctly. And then from Bemidji, we went to Fargo. And then Fargo, we went to Mayo. And we delivered at Mayo, and then 2 days old. And we were thinking, all right, she's good. That's it. And then we started going in for our visits again. And they're like, yeah, she's not done.
Oh, man.
So her second surgery was when she was 18 months old. They worked on a mitral valve. 10 days later, we're getting discharged. They looked at it again. So then she had surgery a third time within 10 days.
Wow.
Yep.
And how long has it been since her fourth surgery?
A month.
4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
She's just a month out from it, and it was a big one. So she's doing really well.
You look wonderful, Isla.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Good. Sometimes people think it's hard to believe that I'm out of, like, I had surgery.
Yeah, that is hard to believe. A month ago. Wow.
What do you call surgery?
Bruno.
What was that?
Bruno.
Bruno.
Yes.
We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno. Okay,
When I left school, my friend Vivian, she stood up and said, we call it Bruno. And then my friend River started singing, we don't talk about Bruno.
I hope we don't have to talk about Bruno for a long time, Isla.
No.
The support that you guys have gotten, I'm sure, helps. I'm sure you could always use additional support. The GoFundMe page is getting close to your goal, and I would love to smash that goal. How important is that to help you guys do whatever you may need to do on the spur of a moment?
Honestly, the GoFundMe has been amazing, but we also are very much, we're going to do what we got to do, and if we have the support, otherwise we'll figure it out. And our friends and family and the school has been so great to us that it's been pretty overwhelming. Hmm.
Isla, what sorts of things do you get to do on Saturday at the hockey game?
I get to do a hockey puck drop. Is that better, Dad?
Yes, that's much better.
I get to do a hockey puck drop. I get to ride the Zamboni.
Oh, cool.
I get a t-shirt.
Jersey.
I get a jersey with
too?
My name on it.
What number?
Four.
Why?
Because it was my fourth heart surgery.
She got to pick the number she wanted on her jersey, and it was number 4.
I thought we weren't talking about Bruno.
We don't,
but it suits it.
Hopefully number 4 is the final one, maybe. Fingers crossed.
It won't be the final, but hopefully the final for many years.
Good.
I hope until I'm 25 not to have another one.
25. Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you looking forward to the most about Saturday night at the Sanford Center during the men's hockey game?
Probably to get to see some
of your favorite players?
No, I can't talk. Probably this get to see like people that I haven't seen in a really long time.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody cheer very loud for Isla when she's riding around on the Zamboni and dropping the hockey puck to start the game on Saturday night. That'll be fun.
I understand that you like it when the Beavers score.
Yes.
We all do.
We all do, yes. And I've been told that you're a pretty good speller at the end of the song.
Yes.
All right, to the audience that is here tonight, we are going to sing the Beaver fight song.
Yeah, all right.
And when we get to the end of the fight song, I need you all to be quiet, because Isla's going to spell the end, okay?
All right, let's do this.
I will get you when we get home.
You ready, Isla?
Are you ready?
Sure.
Do you know the song, too?
Yeah.
Do you want your sister to help you?
Yes.
All right.
All right, everyone. Beaver fight song on 3, 2, 1.
Go, Bemidji Beavers.
Good job, Isla. You're a superstar.
Isla, fabulous job.
Give me a 5.
Yes. To anyone who would like to help the Moran family, the link to the GoFundMe page is on the Bemidji Pioneer article. You can also just search Isla's Heart, and the story pops up right there. Again, can't imagine what you guys have gone through. You're thinking great things. We're having a baby girl, and 2 days later.
All of a sudden.
Isla, something tells me that your courage and that smile right there, you're going to do just fine.
Yeah.
To everyone. Go out and support the Beavers this weekend.
Yeah, let's fill up the Sanford Center this weekend.
$5 general admission tickets.
Yeah.
$10 off every other section in the arena.
If you've ever wanted to sit in the club level, I highly recommend it. It's $10 off.
Yes.
I love it.
There you go. Again, Chuck-a-puck, all the proceeds are going to Make-A-Wish. We heard, Make-A-Wish does great things.
Mm-hmm.
Send you to the front of the line at Disney.
Yes.
Seriously.
That is some serious strings to pull.
That was one of the best parts.
Amanda, Bob, Isla, Audrey, best of luck to you. Enjoy the weekend, all right?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
The Student Athlete Advisory Council at BSU has done a fabulous job with this. To Rumor Flatness and everyone involved, pat yourselves on the back. It's good stuff.
That's awesome stuff.
And unfortunately, Rumor's going to be in North Dakota with the basketball team.
Yeah, I won't be there either, unfortunately. I'll be in Florida, sorry. Not at Disney World,
Not
though.
At the front of the line at Disney either, no.
Again,
Isla's Heart, check out the story. It was a great story in the Pioneer last weekend. The Beaver Radio Network has 8 games this weekend.
Yes.
Basketball Women, teams on the road.
Yep. Women's hockey's taking on St. Thomas. These should be winnable games.
Well, let's hope.
Fingers crossed. Go Beavs.
Let's hope.
Schultze, you got 4 hockey games to do.
I do.
And Kevin will be on the road with men's and women's basketball, Minot State and Mary. Go Beavs.
Beaver men's basketball gets 1 win this weekend. They're in the playoffs.
They could get home.
They could.
So
we'd like that even better.
Even better.
I know Kevin would. He won't have to go anywhere.
True.
We will be back next Wednesday here at Fozzie's Smoking Barbecue for the Coach's Huddle. Today was a big day. Beaver football signed 30.
Wow.
To their National Signing Day class.
That's awesome.
You can rewatch Coach Volte's press conference, bsubeavers.com. Mm-hmm. Got some good players coming to town. Hopefully, they won't need any of them in the very near future.
Not yet, anyway.
Let them redshirt and bigger, faster, stronger. More info about the weekend coming up, beaverradionetwork.com. Thanks to Fozzie's. Thanks to everyone for stopping out tonight. It's the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoking Barbecue, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Go Beavers!
WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Dog Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.